This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy you're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music. Good afternoon. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. Simon Fraser University is located on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwakwaka'wakw, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. You can stream online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome. This is Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, for this next really epic, amazing, cool hour. We're going to listen to some really amazing sounds. We're going to talk about some up-and-coming shows, some up-and-coming events, some cool artwork around the Vancouver area. Just so many really fun, amazing, cool, fun sounds. So definitely stay tuned to hear all about it, because it's going to be so awesome. It's going to be so amazing and so much fun. For right now, we're going to listen to some Kwakwaka'wakw. Here is Father Bird, Mother Bird, Sun Birds by Kwakwaka'wakw and Kadahabonet. Enjoy.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances and interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
So, did you know that in last month you were the top of the electronics chart?
I did, and I was so pumped. It was amazing. Yeah.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
I find, like, you know, if I'm coming from a place of my own experience, then I can just expand upon it and be like, so this happened to me, and like, why? And how does that affect me? And how does it affect other people who are going through the same thing? And
watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
The voices are coming back.
So much fun, so cool, so epic, so awesome. That was just Pearly Drops on their newest album, The Voices Are Coming Back, and that was the track end credits. Pearly Drops just came to Vancouver with Slater September 3rd at the Commodore Ballroom. I also saw Pearly Drops in March, the end of March, at the Fox Cabaret, which was really fun. Pearly Drops is an indie alternative group. They do a lot of really fun sort of... They have a different take on pop music, which is really interesting, and they mix it with a lot of sort of lower tones and fun sounds, which I'm always a fan of. And they're touring with Slater right now, and they just came to Vancouver September 3rd, which is really wild and crazy. crazy that I didn't get to go to that show because Slater is so cool and awesome, and Pearly Drops is also very cool and awesome, and the two of them together would have been really, really fun. And I'm sure the crowd was really fun. And also at the Commodore Ballroom again. I was just at the Commodore Ballroom last Saturday to see Tiffany Day. That was a really fun show. It was completely sold out, which was epic. Tiffany Day is a cool artist. She is from Toronto, Canada, and is more of a hyper-pop electronic DJ artist. Her set was really cool. She had some really fun background visuals that she made herself, and she included some imagery of a cinnamon roll skateboarding, which was a delight to see. I had a lot of fun viewing that. Also, she had a twerk cam where she took us backstage and threw it in a circle. That was really fun. Thought that was really cool. Everyone at the Tiffany Day concert was awesome. The only thing I have to say about the Commodore Ballroom, though, it is hot. What's up with, like, no AC? It's still summertime until September 20th, so maybe we should look into getting some sort of air conditioning, or maybe like open up a window. It was very hot and I wasn't even in the crowd. The Commodore Ballroom is really fun. There's a section where you can stand up. There's a bar on the lower, across the stage on the lower floor. Then you can walk up some stairs and there's another smaller bar on top of the lower bar. It's only one flight of stairs, and there's some seating up there. There's some seats you have to pay for, which is wacky, but then there's also some like areas you can stand and also sit and have a great view of the show, which is really cool. So that's where I was standing, and I thought that was really fun. And I thought I also got free water. Shout out to free water. When venues give you free water, I think that's, you know, a basic human necessity. So I always like to see that and hear that. Now we're gonna listen to a little bit more fun sounds. Let's check out, here is Charmed by Stella. Thanks, enjoy.
You stay.
so fun, so cool, so awesome. That was just Gave Up the Dream by Apollo Ghost. This is Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. And we are currently on CJSF 90.1 FM. That's CJSF 90.1 FM. We are a community radio station broadcasting from Simon Fraser University. And that was just Gave Up the Dream by Apollo Ghosts. Apollo Ghosts is a Canadian band from Nanaimo, British Columbia. They have a few albums out, like Pink Tiger and Amethyst. One of their biggest hits was Gave Up the Dream, which is really interesting. They do shows over on the island most often, and they're really fun group that has a lot of fun sounds, so definitely check them out. They're called Apollo Ghosts. This is Raccoon City. My name's Katie. Hey. And today I'm talking about a few up-and-coming shows that are coming to Vancouver in September, some cool local art, and just some all-around fun, great sounds and tunes. This week, Of the Trees is coming to Vancouver this Friday at the Malkin Bowl. The Malkin Bowl is a really interesting venue. It's outside near Stanley Park, and it's a really fun venue. It's a little bit difficult to get to. Also, I'd recommend if you are going to be driving to the Malkin Bowl that there is construction happening right now, and that you may have to, I mean, it's going to be difficult to find parking. Last time I went, I just took the SkyTrain and the bus, and it worked out perfectly. Key tip is to leave 10 minutes before the show ends, before the bus gets there, and you'll catch the bus right when the show ends, and you're ahead of everyone trying to get home. That's a really fun trick if you're not so inclined to stay for the last few songs. The last few songs are typically the most popular ones, and so if you're really, really down and out for that, then I guess just stay. But if you are prioritizing getting home and being really cool and awesome, I'd recommend leaving 10 minutes. And this goes for any show, actually. Getting ahead of the crowd sometimes is a wonderful option if you're not inclined to staying for the last set or the last track of the show. Or if you do want to stay, you can get out of the crowd early and just sort of wait around near the exit. And then right when the show ends, you can be like, bye. That's a really fun option if you're interested. Anyway, I'm going to play more fun sounds. I want to play a little bit of the Trees, but it's a little intense for right now. And honestly, I forgot to have my tea this morning and I'm tired. So I'm going to play a little bit of Japanese jazz music. Here is Jiro Inagaki and his Soul Media. Here's Breeze. Enjoy. Thank you.